There's a roadside stand in Putnam County that's known not just for its orange blossom honey, but for the way it operates. It runs on the honor system and has for almost 70 years. That may sound hard to believe until you look at the neuroscience behind it. WJCT's Peter Hayden explains.
Just a stone's throw southeast of Palatka, in a bend alongside State Route 100, under a bunch of oak trees, sits David C. Bigger's legendary roadside stand, Honor System Honey. You could be forgiven for missing it, but not by Bigger's.
If you live in this county and you don't know where the honey stand is, you just moved here. You know, everybody knows where it's at.
Well, what kind of honey do you have here?
We have orange blossom. We got wildflower. And we got gallberry. That's a little bush that grows out in the woods. Wow, very good honey.
Hanging out with David Biggers, you'll learn a lot about honey and business and what grows in the woods. He's 72 years old, paunchy, with an easy smile.
It's a simple business. I could train a monkey to do it. Drum, honey, jar, sell. Doom, doom, doom. Every year. And it sells itself. I always sell something that repeat. You eat it, you gotta have more.
So you're making money on this stand, yeah?
Lord, yeah. I wouldn't do it. Would you? Would you do what you're doing? You're not making no money? I'm a capitalist.
I just wanted to make sure we're making money on this deal.
Oh, I close it tomorrow. Yeah, sure. I'm making plenty of money. I live good.
The weathered honey stand has been serving Putnam County's sweet tooth for almost 70 years. David Bigger's father, Calvin Bigger's, built it in 1947.
My daddy was a very trustworthy person, and back in the 50s, there wasn't no interstate highways, and this was the main highway going to Daytona.
Calvin Biggers was a citrus inspector working in Florida's orange groves. He was out on the road a lot and couldn't tend his honey stand most days.
So he would put an honor system, and people put the money in there, and he continued all these years. Then after he died, I continued it. I've done it ever since.
I mean, the obvious question that everybody would ask is, you know, don't people steal the honey sometimes?
Sure, let them have it. Let them have it. That's their problem, not mine.
That gets to the heart of Bigger's philosophy and business model, that most people are good and honest. If you let people know you trust them, they will do the right thing.
Basically, you can put a crook on the honor system, you know, they'll pay. So what if somebody gets a jar and don't pay for it? If I paid somebody minimum wage out here, hey, they might touch it too, you know? But people want to be part of something that's decent and right. You know what I'm talking about?
You know, I think one of the longest debates humans have had since humans have been having debates is, you know, whether our nature is good or evil.
Neuroeconomist Paul Zak does know what Biggers is talking about. He's spent more than a decade researching the brain chemical oxytocin, the so-called morality molecule. Oxytocin is the body's version of the golden rule.
So when someone treats you with a kindness, when someone shows they trust you, you get a squirt of oxytocin in your brain, and that motivates you to reciprocate kindness with kindness.
So when you see the sign that says, honor system, just put your money in the box, you know that Biggers is putting his trust in you. That gives your brain a squirt of oxytocin, which makes you more empathetic and makes you want to do the right thing, like put your money in the box. And it's not only the customers that get the feel-good boost.
What's interesting is that we also feel good when we see it. So we drive by that stand, even if we don't utilize it, we think, you know, somehow the world's a little better place because in Florida, there is still a place where I can go pick up some organic, fresh honey and just pay what they ask me to pay.
Emphasizing the trust relationship through messaging, like signs, is key to making the honor system work, according to psychologist Michael Cunningham of the University of Louisville.
We trust you. This is an honest place. We count on you. We really appreciate our customers. Everything you can do to cultivate a relationship with your clients or your customers will help them be more positive toward you.
While the honor system may work well for food stands and small value items, Zak and Cunningham agree empathy will probably not win out over temptation in places like car dealerships, liquor stores, or Walmart. And there's another institution that comes to mind for Cunningham.
We have a tax system, for example, that is largely voluntary. Not everybody likes it, and there is a lot of cheating going on with that.
Maybe the tax forms just need a banner at the top that says, "We trust you. This is an honest place." Peter Hayden, WJCT News.